Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Join me and visit me on Twitter. Search Tommy L. Hart at Tommy L. Hart. That is Tommy L. Hart at Tommy L. Hart. The last part, at Tommy L. Hart, one word. God is my witness. I'd like to read this. The Word of God says in Psalm 16 through 17, the Word of God says this, that is Psalm 55, verses 16 through 17. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning at noon will I pray and cry aloud. And he, God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall hear my voice. The Word of God says this, Psalm 54, 4. Behold, God is my helper. Psalm 56, 11. The Word says, trust Psalm 56, verse 9, the word says, "For God is with me." Psalm 94, verse 22, the word says, "The Lord is my defense." Psalm 46, verse 1, the word says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help when in trouble." And I put the word "when" in there. God is a present help when the word, that is in trouble. So the word has said several things about God. The word has said God is my helper. He has said the Lord is my defense. He has said God is with me. And the word says he has put his trust in God. He says, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me." We shall see what it is that the Lord shall save the word from. What it is. The word praise to God, saying, and this is Psalm 55, verses 1 through 5. "Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend to me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise." The word of God will state his complaint before the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. Last time, I identified the wicked. The word said to the Lord God, "This wicked people," and I, "this wicked people which refuse to hear my words." This is all a part of the word of God's complaint. This wicked people I have identified already as being the Gentiles. And, of course, I have identified the words, or some of the words, which the evil people, the Gentiles, refuse to hear. They refuse to comply with. And it was found out last time that the wicked people, the Gentiles, refused to comply with the law of the Lord. So the word of God goes on and says, "Give ear to my prayer, O God." He prays to God because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. Psalm 54, verses 1 through 3. The word continues his prayer, saying, "To God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them." Psalm 142, verse 6. The prayer continues. 142, Psalm, verse 6. He says, "Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I." Bring out of prison, bring my soul out of prison, verse 7. that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Psalm 141, verse 8, his prayer continues. He says to God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, but mine eyes are to thee, O God, the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Psalm 37:12. No, let's go to Psalm 22, verse 19. As the word of God continues its prayer, Psalm 22:19, the word says, O my strength, haste thee to help me. Now remember, the word of God is the word prays to God, seeking help, asking for help, deliverance from the wicked, from his persecutors. He prays to God because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. And we will talk about the enemy of the word of God and the enemy which oppresses. Psalm 59, 1 through 5. The prayer of the word continues, saying, deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity. Keep that in mind. The word seeks deliverance from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold, thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Psalm 65, 2. Says this. Let me read, starting with verse 1, Psalm 65. Praise God, praise waiteth for thee, O God, and to thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, to thee shall all flesh come. O thou that hearest prayer. Psalm 59, 11. Scatter them, the workers of iniquity, those his persecutors, scatter them by thy power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. That can be called the preamble to the word of God's complaint. The preamble to the word of God's complaint. But in the preamble, he has asked God to save him from his persecutors, deliver him from the workers of iniquity, to save him from the mighty that are gathered against him. And it's not for his any transgression of yours, not for any sin, he says to the Lord. And he asks God to visit the wicked and scatter them by his power and bring them down. Now, in the preamble, he mentions the workers of iniquity. I have been talking about the workers of iniquity. The workers of iniquity, the priesthood, the whole of the Christian church, the priesthood, the whole of the Christian church, the workers of iniquity. And they are together with all the other Gentiles. So you have the Gentiles, and in that group of the Gentiles, you have the workers of iniquity, the priesthood, and all of those of the Christian clergy, which includes the priesthood as well. Okay, now, Jeremiah 13:10 says this, "This evil people who refuse to hear my words." I dealt with this the last time. Let's see here. Yes. The last time I presented 16 statements which serve as proof of the words of the Gentiles refuse to hear. The 16 statements serve as proof of the words the Gentiles refuse to comply with. On the basis of the veracity of those statements, the Gentiles are found to be in a state of noncompliance with the law of the Lord. The Gentiles operate under the alias of white people. That's one of their aliases. The descriptive statement, but before I get to that, let's say this. I find the Jeremiah 13 verse 10 statement to be so. The statement says, "This evil people, the Gentiles, who refuse to hear my words." The descriptive statement, Jeremiah 23:14, is also so. I asked the question the last time, are these things so? And it is found that the Jeremiah 13:10 statement is so. Now, the Jeremiah 23:14 statement of the Gentiles is found to be so. Let's read it. I'm turning to it. It says this about the workers of iniquity, the evil people, the Gentiles. It says, "They walk in lies, and none turn from his wickedness." They walk in lies. They cause to follow the way of lying. Jeremiah 9:5 says this. "And they will deceive everyone. They will deceive and will not speak the truth." This is talking about the evil people, the Gentiles, the workers of iniquity, the persecutors of the word of God. "They will deceive. They will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. It says here in verse 8, their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaks deceit." And speaking about complaint of the word of God with regard to his enemies. They deceive. They do not speak the truth. They've taught their tongue to speak lies, and they speak deceit. They deceive, and they speak not the truth, but they speak deceit. Psalm 119, verse 29, the word says these words, "Remove for me the weight of lying." The weight of lying. What is the weight of lying? Christianity is the weight, a weight of lying. That's what the word, this is the complaint of the word of God. The Gentiles deceive in their Christian teaching. They will not speak the truth in their Christian teaching, are not worthy of anyone's trust. Remove them for me. Remove them. Remove the weight of lying for me. The word asked the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, another point about the way of lying, Christianity, and with respect to the request of the word of God, Psalm 1. Psalm 1 speaks concerning the way of lying. It speaks concerning the way called Christianity. It says, the way of the ungodly. The way of lying is the way of the ungodly. The way of this evil people, the Gentiles, which refuse to hear and they refuse to comply with the words of God. They refuse to comply with the law of the Lord. It says here, Psalm 1, verse 6, the way of the ungodly shall perish. This is the word of God. It says, the way of the ungodly shall perish. In the Bible, Christianity is called by these two things, as well as maybe others. The way of the ungodly, Christianity is the way of the way of the ungodly, Christianity is called the way of lying. And you hear the complaint, the word voices against his enemies, the Gentiles, those of the whole Christian clergy, saying they speak deceit, they will not speak the truth, deceive. That's a part of the complaint of the word of God. All right. So, the complaint. They walk in lies, and they cause other people to follow the way of lying, Christianity. They deceive, and they speak not the truth. None doth turn from their wickedness. Commandment says, turn to the Lord thy God. It is found about the Gentiles that they do not turn from their wickedness, part of the complaint of the word of God. They have not returned to the way of righteousness. They have not turned to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, as the law requires them to do. Now their deceit is falsehood. Psalm 119, verse 118, their deceit is falsehood. The Christian clergy deceive, their deceit is falsehood. And the word says in Psalm 119, verse 163, I hate and abhor lying. Now, let's look at some of the lies they tell, the Christian clergy, the priesthood. Some of the lies they tell. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3. they tell the lie that Christ died for our sin. They teach that Jesus died for your, 1 Corinthians, that is a lie coming from the way of lying, which is called Christianity, 1 Corinthians 15:4, and that he was buried. They teach that Jesus was buried. That is a lie. In the gospel story concerning the character Jesus, Jesus was not buried. 1 Corinthians 15:4, and that he arose. They teach that Jesus, the character, which is called Christ, arose from the dead. That is not so. These are lies coming from the Christian clergy, the priesthood. 1 Thessalonians 15-17, they cause the people to believe the character Jesus will come for them. This is all deceit. These things are done deceitfully by those of the priesthood, by those of the Christian clergy. John 3:16, they teach the people Jesus is the Son of God. And get this, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, does not have a son. Let's move on. And 6, they teach the people that Mary, listen, they teach that Mary is the mother of God. I hear them say, some of them, Mary, the mother of God. We know who God is. God's name is Tommy L. Hart, and God, and Mary is not his mother. Mary, the character in the story concerning Jesus, is not the mother of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Lies coming from the Christian clergy, deceit, things done, lies spoken deceitfully. Okay? Those are some lies. God is not lying when it says they speak lies. They tell lies. They walk in lies. Okay? The Word of God has said, God is my witness. I witness for the Word, saying, Mary, the character in the story concerning Jesus, is not the mother of Jesus. Now, he goes on with his plot. The Word of God goes on. I mean, not with his plot, but with his complaint, saying in Psalm 37:12, the wicked plot against the just. He has identified the wicked as being the Gentiles, those who refuse to hear and comply with the law of the Lord. Psalm 119:7-8, he says about them, the Gentiles, the priesthood, the clergy, they have dealt perversely with me without a cause. Psalm 119:86, he says, they persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me, he says to God. He says about the wicked, about the priesthood, the Christian clergy, he says, they wrest my words. Psalm 119:104, he says, I hate every false way. The way of Christianity is a false way. Therefore, the Word says that he hates the way of Christianity being because it is a false way. In conclusion, Christianity is a false way. Christianity is a deception. Christianity is condemned to death. In the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible, which is also called King James Version, Christianity is condemned to death, and I have spoken on that. Do visit me next time. Do visit me on Twitter, that is. Search Tommy L. Hart at Tommy L. Hart. The last part, at Tommy L. Hart, is one word, written as one word. So visit me on Twitter. Verily the Word of God says in Psalm 66:19, Verily God has heard me, he has attended to the voice of my prayer. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has heard the voice and prayer of the righteous, and of course, I am attending to his prayer at this present time. But you will have to join me the next time the judgment continues.